Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Some of you may have heard this passage before. It's a pretty popular passage. It's a passage that I read at just about every wedding I do. It's a good closing passage. It's a good blessing. That's what this passage is. It was a part of God's command to the priest in the Old Testament that this is how the priest were to bless God's people. And what a beautiful few verses I think this is for us to look at today. So we'll read through it, and then we'll pray, and then we'll talk. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance toward you and give you peace. Let's pray. God, we thank You for being good to us. We thank You for the freedom we have today to be in this place. I thank You for the people who are here today, dear Lord. We come today and we seek You because we need You, God. We praise You because You're good. We seek You because life is hard. And so, God, I pray that Your Holy Spirit would just be among us this morning. I pray that You free us from the distractions and the worries and the things of this world, but that in these few minutes, God, that we would just feel Your presence in a mighty way, that we would be encouraged by that, God, that we would feel Your blessings today, that we would recognize the many blessings that You give us in our life. So I pray, God, that every word that comes from my mouth will be for Your glory. Take away any pride or fear that's within me, and let the Holy Spirit take control of us this morning. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What a beautiful blessing that God's priests were to speak onto God's people. And in some way, we make it loosely say that a blessing is kind of like a prayer, in a sense, and praying for the goodness and the protection and the grace to be bestowed on someone. And so, in that sense, the priests were kind of praying for these people that God would bless them. But what does it mean to experience the blessing of God? I think sometimes when we think of being blessed, we may tend to think of materialistic things. And that's not a mistake, by the way. The things that we have are blessings from God. If we've got a little money, a little food to eat, some clothes to wear, those things are certainly blessings from God. But God's blessings are far greater than the things that we wear. God's blessing is far greater than the money that's in our bank account. God's blessing is far greater than the material things that we see. If we really are blessed by God, then we experience the peace of God and the grace of God in ways that really begins to transform our lives and work in our lives and brings us a certain joy that the things of the world can never bring us. So what does it mean to be blessed by God and to be living in that blessing? Well, I think Jesus gives us a good example of that in Matthew chapter 5, if you want to turn there. This little section we're going to look at today is often referred to as the Beatitudes. Jesus gives us this beautiful list of the blessed and really what it means for them. What does it mean to be blessed? If you've never read through the Sermon on the Mount, that's Matthew 5 through 7. That's some good homework for you this week. But in Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 3, listen to what Jesus says. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What are the things that Jesus said accompany those who are blessed? It's comfort. It's peace. It's mercy. It's these types of things. It's a filling with righteousness. It's not a materialistic gain that Jesus is speaking of here. In fact, Jesus is not speaking of all good in our life through blessing. He even closes this section by saying, even in the worst of days, if you are living for me and people are attacking you because of that, Jesus says, you are still great. Blessed are you and your reward in heaven for those who would seek me. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, for theirs will be the kingdom of God. And these are the kind of things that accompany blessing. So many times in our world, we get so caught up in seeking the material and the worldly. And we think that that's where our joy is going to come from. But oftentimes, the things that we may consider as blessings may very well be a curse. Some of you have probably heard this, that in Liberty last week, we had somebody that won the lottery. That's pretty incredible. Some of you are probably saying, I wish I could win the lottery. They won $1 million, as best I can understand, and that's pretty incredible. And some may say, what a blessing. And in some way, it is a blessing. But perhaps in another way, it's a curse. I was reading about lottery winners this week. I was curious. I know that lottery winners usually don't hold the money for very long. Within 5 years, 70% of people who win the lottery have lost everything. 70%. People that's won hundreds of millions of dollars, 70% of them within 5 years have lost everything. I was reading one story of a gentleman who won $325 million. Can you imagine what that would be like to go from just your normal wages to having $325 million? We think, man, I wish I could do that. What a blessing that would be. But you know what he said? He said, I wish I'd never cashed that ticket in. He said, it ruined my life. He said, I wish I would have tore it up. Since he had won the lottery, things had gone downhill. He had lost a child and another family member to drugs that occurred through all the excess money that they had living a wild life. And it had cost him greatly. And so sometimes the things that we may consider to be blessings are actually curses. Perhaps some of the situations that we go through in life, things that are hardships that we don't understand, and some of you have stories like this. You go through life and something bad happens and you lose a job and you say, man, God, things are tough. What am I going to do? I lost my job. And in the moment, we don't consider things like that a blessing. And then lo and behold, what happens? You get a better job. There are so many things in our life that in the moment we don't realize that God is blessing us, but we have to realize that wherever we are today, God is good. And we may not always see the blessing of God, but you need to know today that God loves you and that God never promises us that life is going to be easy. He never promises us health and wealth, that everything is going to be great and our pocketbooks will be full. And I know that there are a lot of people that preach that message today, but I just don't think that that is the message that Jesus Christ preaches. And there's so many today that teach that the blessings of God are the things of this world. And if you don't have the things of this world, you don't have the blessings of God because you're not seeking Him. And I can tell you the secret to getting all the things of God if you would just buy my book, Hope, Faith, and Wealth, The Secret to Success, for $29.95. That's often the message you hear. People that say, I want to tell you of the blessings of God. I want to tell you of the goodness of God. And I'm going to tell you in this book. And once you get through with this, I'm going to want you to buy my other book. And the blessings of God are not for sale. The blessings of God are free. And the blessings of God don't just come in the material things, but the true blessings of God come through the comfort and the peace and the joy and knowing that we are forgiven and loved by God and have a place with Him for all of eternity in heaven. Amen. Those are the blessings of God. And those are not secret and those are not for sale. They have been paid for by Jesus Christ. And what a beautiful, beautiful prayer, blessing that we see in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Some of your translations may say something like protect you. That's what it means there. May the Lord watch over you and take care of you. Is that not what we desire in our life? In this hectic world that we live in, and our stress and our pain and our losing our job and our health problems and our money problems and our marital problems and all of our problems and the chaos and the wickedness in the world, don't we desire protection? Don't we desire some comfort? Don't we desire some shelter and to feel safe? And that's what this is. God, bless us and protect us. Take care of us, dear Lord. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Boy, the grace of God is a powerful thing. There are so many times in our life that we blow it. And by blow it, that's a kind of nice way to say we sin greatly. We do some really wicked stuff. There are times in our life that we feel like such failures, and we are such failures in some sense. We have done some evil and wicked things, and we have sinned against God, and we have hurt people that we love, our spouses, our children, our friends. We have just done evil things that we, even now as they come into our mind, we cringe to think that we ever did and do some of the things that we do. And that is a horrible place to be, is drowning in the midst of all of that sinfulness. It is a painful and scary place to be. It's like Jonah when he was in the whale in the darkness, and it was dark, and he was overcome by seaweeds and wrapped up, and he thought his life was coming to an end, but yet once more he said, I'm going to call to the Lord in my distress. So many times our sin, as we talked about a few weeks ago, it just entangles in us, and it's got us wrapped up, and it's dragging us down. And so many times we feel like we are in a place where we're too far gone, and we even come to church and we sit on a pew and we know God's word is good, but we just feel like I'm just too far gone. But the solution to that problem is the grace of God. That God has looked at you, and God knows that you are a hot mess. He knows that your life is full of sin. He knows that you have done some things that you don't even want to think about. But even still, God's grace is good. What a beautiful blessing of God's graciousness. God, let your face shine down upon me. God, don't turn your face from me in my wickedness, as David says in the psalm. God, please look upon me and have mercy on me. God, let me experience your grace. And there is no greater feeling in this life, not a greater feeling in this life, than the moment you pray to God and seek Him. And through Jesus Christ, you can know that your sins are forgiven and that you have received the grace of God, that your sin is not held against you anymore, that your sin has been taken care of. Yeah, you still hurt people in the past. Well, go make up those relationships. Go apologize to those people. Go ask those people to forgive you. Go show people the love that God has shown you. Go say, look, I'm a new man. I'm a new woman, that God has changed my heart and changed my life, and I've experienced the grace of God, and I was a horrible, wicked man. I was a horrible, wicked woman, but God has touched me, and I've experienced the joy of God, and I live in the comfort of God, and I'm blessed by God. I can guarantee you that that feeling of grace and joy and comfort that comes from the Lord will far surpass any material blessings you can ever gain. It's a beautiful thing to live in the grace of God. When we live in the grace of God and are content with God, then everything else kind of falls by the wayside. Even the greatest things that we are up against in this world seem like nothing to us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul talks about his momentary light afflictions. And then when you flip to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he goes through and he lists some of his momentary light afflictions. It's beatings, it's imprisonments, it's stonings. And yet Paul calls these things momentary light afflictions. How can he do that? Because he's living in the grace of God. He's living in the comfort of God. He's living in the joy of God. And so Paul says these momentary light afflictions, they pale in comparison to the glory that I will one day experience in the presence of God. That is the blessing of God. Verse 26, May the Lord lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace. God, would you just look upon me? Would you smile down upon me, dear Lord? And would you give me peace? I've said this many times, but that's what we really desire in life. We just desire peace. We desire peace. And it is peace that the Lord gives us in the Lord alone. That's what our world needs today. Our world is in so much chaos. There are so many people that are living in so much wickedness and doing so much and battling so much. And some of us here today, we can relate to that in our own lives. But what we really desire is just peace. But so many times we look for peace in the wrong places. We're looking for peace in the chaos. We're going out into all of the world and all of the things the world offers, and it's just chaos and evil and wickedness, and we're trying to find peace there. And we're trying everything the world tells us to try, and there's no peace. And we're looking everywhere the world says, and there's no peace. And that's because peace comes through Jesus Christ alone. Maybe you're looking for peace in your life today. Maybe you've tried the ways of the world. You have not found peace, maybe for a moment, maybe a momentary something that seems like peace, but it's always fleeting. It doesn't last. It's because you're looking in the wrong place. But if we would come to Jesus, all of us who are weary and burdened, Jesus will give us rest. The blessing of God is His protection. It's His grace. It's His peace. When we're living in the blessing of God, everything else falls by the wayside. What about you today? Are you seeking protection and grace and peace in your life? Are you longing for something better than what the world has to offer? I will tell you today, it's only found in Jesus Christ. That God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life, but have eternal peace. Let's pray. God, I thank You today for being good to us. I thank You for the goodness of Your Word, dear Lord. So oftentimes we are led astray by the ways of the world. So oftentimes, dear Lord, we're deceived on what Your blessing is, dear Lord, maybe, but God, let us not seek material gain as blessing from You, dear Lord. That shouldn't be our only motivation, dear Lord. Maybe You bless us in those ways, but God, let us be blessed by knowing who You are, by trusting in Jesus Christ, and by living in accordance to Your words. God, I pray that You'd bless the people who are here today. God, I pray that You would just look upon them today wherever they are, dear Lord. I pray that You'd bless the ones who are struggling with sin. I pray that You'd bless the broken marriages and the broken relationships with family. I pray that You'd bless those that just struggle with work and with school. God, I pray though that You'd bless those who struggle with anxiety and fear and worry. God, I pray that You just bless our nation, that You would help us to be a people who would seek You. God, I pray that You'd pour Your grace out on us this morning. I pray that You would help people to be encouraged today, dear Lord, that maybe they come in here with a lot on their heart. And I pray, God, that through Jesus Christ, they would seek You today and that burden would be removed. I pray that You would just encourage them and give them joy today, God, that You would bless their heart, that they would seek You, dear Lord, that they would seek Your righteousness today and they would be filled. God, that if their spirit is broken and poor today, that they would come to You and that they would enter into Your kingdom, God. God, I pray for those who know that they have struggled with sin, that, God, they would receive Your mercy today and be merciful to others. God, I pray that we would just know the blessing that is grace and eternal life and forgiveness of sins. God, I pray that you just bless each one here today, that you would give them peace. If just for a moment, dear Lord, a moment of peace in your presence is a powerful thing. So I pray in these few moments, dear Lord, that we would seek you, each one of us, that we would pray to you, that we would ask for your forgiveness, that we would praise you, dear Lord, that we would confess our sins to you, that we would open our hearts, God, that we would ask you to forgive our sins, that you would protect us today. Give us grace and give us peace. God bless these people. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.